Riders, Rangers, and Rebels. Shugwin Shinobi is a legendary underground toy reviewer. Dust Rider is awesome rider. And Jedimon is Jedimon.
Hello, welcome to Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, episode 27.
We are the Senate.
How about that?
That was better.
Okay. Hells yeah, we are.
So, now that we've declared that we are the Senate,
we have all the emergency powers. Well, Shuki does.
Yeah.
He was overly diplomatic and never tied himself to any rebellions, so he's got all the emergency powers.
That's how I operate.
My God.
I don't put myself in any dangerous situations.
You just let everyone else do it?
That's why he sent me to get burned in lava.
Those poor people. He ran him down with a horse.
It was so fun. There was just like 100 people traveling up this hill. I'm like, opportunity, gallop. They're like, they're all falling down. It was the best
you
thing
were laughing
ever.
Maniacally.
I was. It was awesome.
You wazoo.
I wazoo.
Forkrum bitch.
Your mom's paying.
Focus. People have no idea what we're talking about.
Nope.
So that's the usual episode.
Anyway, we got all bunch of cool stuff to talk about later.
But like no content other than that.
Yeah, basically. So let's get our lives one up suck. So we can get through this.
I'll go second.
I'll go
third. Last.
I was in before you, so Jedimon starts.
Was in before you. No. Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
Wait. Well, can't you see it? Damn it. Oh my God, that's hilarious.
What'd you pick?
No, you tell me first.
No, you...
Oh, fuck it, I'll just go first. Okay, so let's see, what's been up? Get Desu.
Yay!
It's all like, yes, I got partner, and then Shuki's like, go eat cock.
It was the most loving go eat cock ever, though.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That only happens with you and Kenji Matsu.
Nope. Indeed.
And so they sent me a really, they sent me a really nonchalant email. They're like, you know, you got this partner thing. It was like Jedimon Summary of Ghost Ager. They were just like, whatever, just go in and like spend 2 hours clicking all 198 of your videos in instead of just a click all button. So I spent today doing that. So I'm all partner face. And let's see, what else? Oh, Wizards of Waverly Place got a new opening finally.
All right.
They announced Sly 4. Just saying.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
It was like the best trailer ever. Sly looked up and he saw some guards.
Day one purchase right there.
Well, I haven't gotten anything in the mail, like, at all. Because I'm not expecting anything, so I'm just waiting for Epic Box. And I keep missing medals and everything, and I'm sad. I got Aspro, which is Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. And I'm playing that, and that's pretty fun. And I can't really think of anything else. Sad face. I'll probably think of something later. And now let's just be silent.
Go, Shuki.
Okay. I got my Nintendo figure today.
Oh, finally.
Yeah, after about a week later than the rest of the country. But anyway, I filmed a little review of it. It'll go up. It was supposed to be up already, but I realized I fucked up the editing and I had to fix it and then redo it. So it will go up when we're done recording this, I guess. But... other than that, I filmed a bunch of stuff. I didn't really get anything, though. Did I get my HLJ... No, I didn't. I got that on Wednesday. So I got that HLJ box with all
the... He's a vlog for it. And he looked at his phone with a weird look, and he got the bubble wrap, even though there's no bubble wrap in there.
Bubble wrap.
We still have no explanation for this. Squeaky chair.
Squeaky.
So, that's really about it. Out of that box, like, the only thing I'm going to review is Probably the robot Damashii at some point.
Expect reviews of none of this?
Bumblebee, I think. Those are like the only two things. So, whatevs. I don't know. I'll go, I guess. I got nothing except gallivanting on horses and taking care of the little Matsudas.
Oh, God.
So how are the little Matsudas?
I was going to give them names, but that took too much effort, so I just named them Lil Matsuda A, B, and C.
So you admit that you want triplets?
I call them Little Matsies for short.
Oh, my God.
That's as opposed to Dawson Scouts Group.
No. I knew that was coming. Oh, God. Just go.
When I want to talk about the children.
Oh, my God.
You can count the children. 1, 2, and 3.
The scary thing is that Shugi's the mother. He wears, like, an apron and, like, some kind of bandana.
I would.
God.
And it's pink, and he vacuums, and he's a single mother, because Kenji's off being a badass.
Yeah, Kenji's too man to be the mom.
Calls him up. You're never home. No child support. That's Shuki's voice, by the way.
I'm the female, because I've got the small woman hands.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They're right for cooking and doing other things.
Oh, oh God. God. What the hell is wrong with you people?
I'm so frightened.
Better not give business cards to any innocent people. At least check out the podcast to listen to this.
At least I don't have to breastfeed the babies.
Oh, God.
I need to go in the corner now.
I think I'm done until ramble time, so.
I think we're all done after that, so. It's about it for this episode.
Oh. Right then, there should be a tune in.
So let's see. I got my Nintendo figure thing a week ago because I'm a cool guy, and your mother, and I bought some DVDs, among them Chuck season 1.
Yes! Finally.
And I spent like, what was it, like 2 days ish watching it. Didn't take that long at all. It was quite fun and exciting. And
now he has to get season 2 by tomorrow, otherwise he's not being allowed on the next podcast.
Pretty much. So I'm kind of nervous about that, you know, because I need to go find it and buy it. And
you got to find out what happened with Forkrum.
I need to know.
Go to Target, walk in, and grab it.
Yeah, it's so much cheaper there.
It probably. And I'm almost done the first Kingdom Hearts, finally. Yay. Happy face.
You were almost done last week.
That's what she said.
Yeah, it's still taking me a week because I'm just that kind of awesome.
He's going to teach us how to be awesome.
That's right. I forgot what I was doing. Oh, and I got a Sonic hat today.
Oh my God, yeah. I did too. I don't have the game because it's a Christmas present, but I took the hat.
Yeah, same here. I have two hats, actually, because I got the Wii NDS versions. So I have two hats.
Guess who doesn't have hats? Dawson, because he sucks.
Go eat cock.
No, you. And
no, you.
What else? Is there any other what's-ups I have? I have purchased Capsule Metal set.
Oh, I did. That's too. I completely forgot about that.
I got the Rider medals.
I got the entire set of 8.
Yes, he did not purchase Dark Kabuto because, again, it can GEC. Yep.
It's official.
It is official. It's on the cool guy list. And, and I also have my Unagi Kandroid on the way. So that should be here soon, hopefully. And then we can have Epic Kandroid action. I think that's it. I don't know. Everything I've recorded so far is up, so I just have a couple more things to record and I'll be caught up. So I'm happy face. And I'm still waiting on my YouTube partner email thing.
He's not in the exclusive club. We're in the VIP lounge now. Drink orange soda.
Stuff, sure.
We smoke root beer.
Oh my God, we were talking about that.
Squeaky chair, stop. We're talking about smoking root beer. How awesome it would be.
That's weird.
We wanted to smoke cheese as well.
No, one of
why
those...
were you tagged as a robot?
What?
Gideon tagged you as a robot.
I don't know. Maybe he's listening in.
Oh, God.
No, we were talking... one of those commercials for the electronic cigarettes came on, and then it was like, oh, it's only water vapor. And so then we started talking about the fact that, like, there's flavored ones. And then I got to thinking, like, how awesome it would be if you could smoke root beer.
Fuck yeah. Like, and then there's a silence.
Okay, no.
No one understands
like,
our scene.
Smoking would go from gross and disgusting to tasty and delicious.
He wants to smoke Kenji Matsuda flavor.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
It just tastes like man. It's man-tastic.
I need to man, go now.
What are you doing? Get back here. I'll share Kenji. Right.
Oh, my God.
I'm contractually obligated to be here, so...
We got him locked in for a 20-year deal.
20 years.
Dang it.
I was going to say infinity, but that sounded dumb. I don't know. What are we even talking about? Where are we? Where are we in the show?
I'm not sure.
We started talking about... Oh, my God. This is how professional we are. Like, all right, this is hard-hitting news. Where are we? Are you my bro?
So I think we're moving on to news.
Right.
Yeah, because that was just like Ramble Time Part 1.
I don't know what that was. It's my attempt at humor. Or a Britt Lackey voice, I'm not sure.
All right.
Let me get my only news up.
So I'll let you and Mr. Tang sit there in the corner.
Are you wearing a little cowboy hat?
Maybe. Got it from Daigoyo. And so, here's what we got. It's so exciting. Makes me all happy in face. The toy list that we had last week for O's second quarter merchandise.
Just as we predicted, the pictures came in right after we recorded the podcast.
Basically, yeah.
More like 24 hours afterwards, but still.
Like, we got pictures, and they have made Shuki go all boner face with Kenji Matsuda. And
Kenji was all excited.
Anyway.
Just like this awkward silence now. God, stop you, chair. Squeak again.
So the first picture we have...
oh, fuck. Volume things up now. The first screen's frozen. Sorry, go ahead.
It's got a picture of Kamen Rider Basu.
Kamen Rider Basu.
And O's in his Tajador form.
So bird, you can't even handle it.
And it is.
It's not even a genie. It like takes a genie and pushes his face down. He's like, the genie's like, do you have any Ramones? And then Tajador's like, nope. All about the remotes. No.
That's right, because Tajador is actually made from the awesomeness of Adam Baldwin. So
jaw was chiseled by Michelangelo himself.
Damn straight. Birth we've already seen before, but Tajador is just so epic because he's got like those epic wing extension things, the red eyes, the gold circle around the chest logo. And now if you've been paying attention to O's at all, which you damn well better be. You know, all three segments of the chest metal typically feature animal face. And it's kind of just nondescript picture when they're all assembled. Well, no, this here actually appears as though for Taka, it's just the head. For the peacock, it's the wing.
Said cock.
Here we go again.
It's actually peacock. Don't you remember?
For the peacock.
There we go.
Oh, it's geez. Actually all, like, just the wing area. And then for Condor, it's the talon. So it actually forms almost like a phoenix-looking thing. And just it just looks pretty. Tajador is indeed so bird, you can't even handle it.
Can't handle it.
It is so bird, you can't even handle it.
On his knees.
He's got beats on his knees?
He does. It's one of the OCC gimmicks. His, like,
you guys ever thought that the bird's boners are, like, the beats. Same material as their feet?
What?
Anyway,
what?
My friend brought that up to me. He said, Do you ever think that birds' boners are the same material as their feet? Like the scales and shit? Anyway.
No.
I just happened to think of that.
I don't think of bird penis.
I don't either. He thought of it. Anyway.
So our next picture.
I don't even know what a bird penis looks like.
Is the birth driver.
Speaking of penis.
All right, so what we see is clearly it's just the standard belt.
It's the nozzle for a water hose. You turn it, and then you spray the water. That's
what
it looks like.
It's supposed to be like a gashapon machine.
Basically. No, you're a gashapon machine.
I'm so glad I'm the one doing this. It comes with two cell metals, the Kani and Sasori, just as we've said before.
What do those mean, Jedi-mon?
That mean Kani mean crab. Sasori mean scorpion.
Thank you.
Oh, welcome. Shukan Tsunami. So basically what happens is you drop a cell metal into the belt and you twist the handle and then it does things and it lights up. And it shows the six, all the different colored lights, the blue, the red, the yellow, orange, green, and purple, like we discussed for the different pieces, to give him the different armaments. And it shows loading two cells in and getting that little metal charge thing or whatever. I don't remember what it's called. It's not really important. Just know that this belt definitely looks pretty nifty, and that's on the to-buy list. Then the next picture shows the metal set 3 featuring the water metals, the blue ones. So we see finally the charge metal, which just looks pretty.
It's a charge.
It did.
Charge. Charge. Charge.
The Unagi medal and the Taco medal. It also comes with a Ganbaride card for Shauta. And it, we see a picture of the top portion of Shauta looking really masculine this time around, but we'll discuss Shauta again in a minute.
Chach. It said Chach.
Yeah. Release date on this. Okay, you both need to go die, Yusuke.
Oh, I started watching Kuga. I forgot about that. Anyway, continue.
Yes, thank you. Is late February, so be on the lookout for that. We see the Rider Hero series for Birth and Tajador. Births comes out December the 29th. La Birthday de Jedemon. And along with the Birth Driver, the Birth Buster, and the Gorilla Kanjord. The latter two of which will be discussing soon as well. And we have the Tajador one looking all Rider Hero series in late January. Nothing special really about them. They're just your standard vinyl figures. And then we see the OCC Tajador coming out in the middle of February.
Beaks on his knees.
There's beak on knees for the condor and the peacock. The wings.
He says cock.
The wings expand for the peacock.
He almost said wang.
So he has
the wings expand for the peacock.
The wings, the wings.
Don't forget the cock whackers.
So that'll be it for that link. If you will just follow yourselves over to the next link, we can see the Birth Buster.
The abortionist's favorite weapon.
Oh my god. We chose this link, or I picked this link because you can see the cell metals it comes with, and you can make the picture itself just jai fucking enormous. So it comes with the Ebi cell, the Zo cell, and the Psi cell.
What do those mean, Jedi-mon?
Ebi mean
that. Sesame Street?
Stop. The shrimp or the crawfish, the lobster, all of those fun shellfish things. Zo means the elephant, and the sai is the rhinoceros.
Thank you.
Oh, you are very welcome, Shukatsunabi-san.
You can now have some Cheesecake Hats in your order.
Oh, yeah. Shukatsunabi-kun.
Thank God.
All right, so...
It's what Kenji calls me.
Oh, my. Hibiki.
Is that before, during, or after?
All the time.
Are you serious, my boys? It's ridiculous.
We're getting complaints on this one.
Brian's gonna start. Fuck, stupid name! Shuki is gonna start getting offers on Facebook.
Oh, God.
Already got one from Lion Toratar. I know you're Dawson Ryder. I know your name's incorrect, so. Get away from me. Singaporean.
That can be a ramble time topic, too.
Yeah. Anyway. I thought about that too. So what we see, step one is we take that little nozzle part from the bottom of the gun and we load cell metals into it. It looks like it says up to 6 metals. Then,
sorry.
Step two is we attach it to the top of the gun. It deposits the metals inside the gun. We then move it to the bottom of the gun where you see it in all the pictures of Birth. And you go blammo, blammo, and it actually deposits them from that holder into back into the holder, the nozzle thing. Then it shows for like epic final move, you pull it off of the bottom and you attach it to the front. So you can either attach the nozzle on the top, in the bottom, or in the front. That is all.
Yippee.
Basically what they're saying is like that he's going to attach it to the top and then load it up and then go, then it goes inside and then you put it at the bottom like you said, and then like he's going to fire off, like either fire the metals or like fire off like giant
fire the metals
version.
1, 2, and 3
bullet.
It looks like he fires like, yeah, like a bullet energy weapon kind of,
like the metal energy or something, and then the energyless metal falls in and then he could put it back on the top and do it all over again. I don't know.
IDKF.
Yeah, something I read somewhere involves, I forgot what it involves, the Kogami plan to use O's for infinite energy or something. I don't know. So I think that's kind of.
Use them to power cities or something.
Well, I think that's kind of the idea with this gun, though, is that infinite energy, you just keep reloading the same metals. But anyway, so then if you go to the final toy picture link here, what we have is, first up is the Tajador Spinner, or actually it's technically, I guess, the Taja Spinner, coming with the two core metals, Peacock and Condor. Peacock? And which is why we chose this one as well, because it shows the metals and they're very pretty. And, so basically, again, it shows step by step what to do. You open it. You stick some metals inside
seven.
It.
Seven core metals.
You stick 7 core metals inside it. You close it, and then you swipe the scanner across it, and it spins or something, and it giga scans. So all you folks who've seen those giga scan videos, that's essentially what it is. It's working with the Taja Spinner. And I just noticed that there's like a giant gold ring looking like the edge of a cell metal, I mean a core metal, look around this thing. Like I saw the gold circle, I just didn't notice it had the whole core metal edge design to it. So that's pretty neat. Release date for that, late January. So be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, it'll go by quick.
So basically if you want this, you should pre-order it. The second you should stalk AmiAmi, or
you should just not and just leave and only let us get toys because you don't matter.
That would be best, really. Just in fact, pretend I didn't say that. That's not the story you're looking
edit
for.
Edit that out. AmiAmi doesn't exist anymore. They shut down. What are you talking about?
In fact, what you should do is you should like dub over where I said AmiAmi with Big Bad Toy Store.
Go to BigBadToyStore.com.
And just stalk wherever and because otherwise you're never going to get this. So
just stalk Target there. I heard they're going to start carrying them there.
Yeah, it'll be fantastic.
You can pick up Chuck while you're at it.
You can. Next up is the OCC 06 for Kamen Rider Basu. What we see here is Basu.
He's a giant ripoff of Daibouken.
And we see, indeed, we see his different...
Didn't even make sense.
Your mother's a giant ripoff of Daibouken.
Oh my gosh.
We see his different parts. We see the blue little
we see his parts.
Your mother's the Operation Overdrive version.
Oh god.
Oh my god.
We see the blue drill which attaches to his wrist on one hand.
I'd hope it would attach there, not somewhere else.
Oh god.
Drill attaches to the crotch area.
We see the breast cannon, which apparently attaches on his little circle thing.
It's the boob cannon.
Yeah.
Aren't you listening? God.
I don't listen.
Professional here.
The boob buster.
Oh, that makes sense in at least three ways.
We see the crane arm, which attaches to his other wrist. Wait. What's... No, that's a claw. What is that called? That's not the crane. I don't know. We see... No, the crane's the green one. I don't know.
Shovel?
That must be shovel. Yeah, orange is shovel arm. Shovel arm attaches to his other wrist. Crane arm is the green one attaching to a shoulder. And actually, like, fitting around his hand. The yellow wing thing attaching to his back and the purple leg things attaching at his kneecaps. And then there's a picture showing that you can attach them all together to him. And he gets a battleizer. And the drill actually attaches to the end of the
bagel.
Crane.
it said bagel.
And then it shows bagel. All six parts combining into a scorpion. Looking pretty cool. This comes out mid-March, which leads me to believe he probably won't have all these armaments up when he first comes out.
Are we talking about more old stuff yet? Are we still on Basu?
That was
bagel.
That was Basu stuff. Bagel. Was there an OCC for Shouta?
I don't think there was a picture, but there is one.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't remember seeing a picture. Yeah, I do.
I didn't see a picture.
It was drawn, though, because it showed the octopus legs and stuff.
Like the original, like, White Blaster Beetleborg pictures and stuff?
Yeah, it showed the octo legs.
And then, like, people would see pictures later, like, oh my god, new form. No, we've seen it. Tired.
Okay, because I'd have to go find that. I don't have that in my list here. I have to go find that or something. But there's one.
There is
the basically the eel arms, like electro whips, shoot down from his shoulders like Palpatine lightsaber style. And
Yuki knows all about that.
Mm-hmm. The legs split apart into four to do like a taco spin kick thing. Pretty cool. We can't wait to see him do that in the show. All right, next up is our final set of picks for this. And it's some of the best for last, really, I'd have to say, just because I'm a Candroid freak. But first, before those, we get to the metal case, which basically looks like a Dell laptop.
Or an Alienware.
Yeah. Or just really any laptop, really. Just like a black case with like this blue design on it. Looking pretty cool. Comes with the Condor Cell Metal. Release date of late January. And can hold up to 24 metals. So basically we're going to need like 8 of these by the time we're done. To hold everything. Because, I mean, like, we already have more than 24 metals with what we have.
Well, if you just do the stuff from the show...
Well, I guess. Even still, you'd have to do just cores by the time you're done.
Well, if you just do O's and fuck Basu.
There's not even going to be enough for all the cores.
Yeah, because Ankh Ankh refers to 30 core metals. This thing holds 24.
So, well, it should all just be filled with chotch. That's what I think. I just want 24 chotch core metals and a squeaky chair.
Anyway... So on to our Candroids, and these are just phenomenal. First up, it's the Gorilla Candroid Series 05. So to any and all people who thought it was a bird, Goeecock.
Yes. I knew it was coming. That sounded
because that was just really kind of a dumb observation.
You are dumb. You are really dumb.
For real.
For real. So what we see is the it's got like a black. It's black. Where the other candles are colored, it gets black. It has like it's the side profile of the gorilla. It looks pretty cool. We have the arms do like a it's like a spinning type motion. Looking all epic, and then of course the gorilla cell comes with it.
Sorry.
So it looks, you know, again like a fairly simple transformation. I mean, it's a Kandroid, still looks pretty. Then up next is Kandroid Series 06. The
it sounded like you were trying an accent there, but didn't quite all the way make it.
Oh no, I don't know. My brain stopped working halfway through. The Kandroid Series 06, Kujaku Kandroid, the Peacock.
Peacock.
And this one, this one appears to be an even simpler transformation than any than like many of the other ones, except Takto, possibly. We see it looks like the wing fan spins or something. It comes with the Peacock cell. And... ish. The entire front face of the can is that red color, like a reddish orange, I guess. And a little picture on it looks like the NBC logo. Kind of. That's pretty nice. And then, last and certainly not least, is Kandroid Series 07, the Terra Kandroid. All purple and not at all a remold of Taka like a certain retard thought it would be.
Go eat cock.
Your mother. And,
it was a reasonable assumption.
Shut your mouth. And the little action for this one looks something like the tail and a missile. Like the tail it's, becomes it's a
like,
missile.
I don't know. He like shoots shit.
Yeah, literally.
Not literal shit. Figurative shit.
And it comes with the pterodactyl power coin. I mean, Terra cell metal.
Oh, that was so funny and clever. I can't even believe it.
Why does everything have to be a reference? God.
I'm sorry. You're so mean and rude. And
why would they reference Zoo Ranger and O's? That's just stupid.
Why would they reference MNPR? That show was poo. Better cry. Cry, you little faker. Kick sand in face.
So anyway, like...
bounce back fast?
Yeah, I'm good at that. I bounce back real fast, ladies.
We can tell.
That was weird.
Oh my gosh.
So, I lost where I was. Oh, right. So these pictures look fantastic. I am so excited about all of these. And, yeah, I cannot wait to get this stuff. So, you guys discuss. What do you think? Let's hear some discussion.
Okay. Well,
it's a trotch.
White blast would be more. White blast would be more. I don't know. Fuck.
I like smoothies. All right, so now moving on to the next story.
So, like, I'm definitely buying the birth driver, all the Kandroids, and the Taja spinner.
What about the metal case?
Oh, the case, too. I forgot about the case. So, like, basically, the only thing I'm not buying the RHS figures, I'm not buying the OCCs. I might buy birth, I don't know yet.
Why?
Well, I don't know whether the figure is going to come with the cool scorpion thing.
There'll be extras later. What? There'll be extras later, just like when Axel in his bike form comes out later and the hard turbular unit stuff. There'll be extras. Watch.
Well, we'll see. We'll look into that.
We'll see. So, yeah, I'm not getting the RHS figures, the OCC figures, because they're stupid. And... what else am I not getting? I'm probably not going to get the gun. I don't really know yet. Because it's pretty cool. The gun.
What universe are you in? The gun is poo.
Your mother is poo.
Just because you hate everything doesn't mean I can't like...
No, I just hate Birth. He's just dumb.
You haven't even seen him yet.
Yes, I have. We've seen pictures.
Pictures?
I hate it. Okay, I hate it. Shut up, Kevin! Damn it! That's two edits. It's always me, too. Anyway.
The only thing about the gun is if I get the gun, I'll feel like I need the sword. So, right
well,
now,
don't
I'm
get
not
the
going to
gun.
get the gun. But we'll see.
I don't like his equipment. It sounded wrong. I don't like the gun. I think it
I'm
looks
just
like
excited
a weird
for Kandroids.
Freshwater gun.
Shugi
and
likes Kenji Matsuda's equipment.
God.
Every night.
Oh, God. Really? A Kenji Matsuda reference when talking about the gun?
He is the gun.
Well, see, if you don't like Birth, then you should enjoy the Birth Buster.
God. Well, I'm going to get the belt because I get all the belts, so I don't really like the belt. I don't really like anything associated with Birth or his Daibogan combo crap. I love Tajador stuff and Chach. And I'll be getting everything but Birth stuff, pretty much. And the OCCs and the RHSs. Because the only OCC I'm getting is the White Blaster Beetle Boy. White Blaster Beetle Boy. I don't know, fuck.
Hey, gentlemen, why don't you stop tapping your microphone?
Aw.
Why don't you stop tapping Kenji Matsuda?
Can't agree to that.
Oh, God.
You can't ignore his girth.
Oh, my. Well, that's it.
Kenji's so much better than Gary Oak.
What?
What?
Mind, you don't know the Gary
Bulbasaur!
Oak.
Whirlwind!
I'm a grass type.
I'm gonna get that video up for Ramble Time. Hold on.
Okay.
All three of Ash's Pokemon are water types, and they're weak to fire types. What?
Save it for Ramble Time. Let's
save it.
Kandroid's epic win.
Yeah, the Kandroids look like
that. I'm so excited for these fucks. Like, I don't know. They're just so awesome. I want to just have a big display of can animals. Canimals.
Canimals. Sorry.
Android fridge pack box.
Oh, yeah.
That transforms into something. That'd be actually kind of cool.
Just transform into Kenji Matsuda. Oh.
That's enough! Stop!
So if everyone's kind of done, we can move on to the rumor batch.
Oh's rumors.
Okay.
It's
so,
a pillow. It's a pillow pet.
Most of these rumors center around the dinosaur greed, Gil. It says here in olden times, Ankh Ankh created the greed, Gil.
Ankh Ankh.
And it said that his combo is a forbidden one, which will cause AG to go berserk.
Berserk?
So kind of like the whole Fang Joker Philip going crazy thing and then getting really fat. It's also said that AG will find three dinosaur core medals from stuff that his grandfather left him. So how his grandfather got those medals, we really don't know. Could it be something with the original O's? Could it be something different? We don't know.
Is his grandfather the original O's? Did he get kidnapped by Pegasus and make him compete in a tournament to get him back? We don't know.
But it says this combo is not going to be the last one. The final form is said to be either an evolution of his standard form, the Tato Ba combo, so evolving that, or a combination of all metals with the Tajador combo. And in fact, speaking of that Tajador combo, it's said that Kogami has Ankh Ankh's other core metals, confirming the suspicion that Foundation has more core medals from just the lion medal, and that's said to be given by Birth in the movie and used to transform into Tajador, but then will be returned after being used. And
why do they keep returning shit? They should just steal it.
Well, if he passes
out, well then Ankh should just go grab it.
And that rumor about Ankh Ankh being just a yummy is looking to be like 99% false at this point. But Kizari is going to basically lose like all his medals. So fantastic for him. And there's also rumored to be a greed called Numba Zero, who is said to be the greed of sorrow and has been sealed before its power becomes active. So, you know, it's fantastical. I don't know. I'm kind of excited about some of this. I want to see where this is going. Dinosaur stuff is cool.
Yeah, I definitely want to see dinosaur stuff. Like, I'm super excited for dinosaurs. I love dinosaurs. Dinosaurs kick ass. Yeah, dinosaurs.
Thanks, 5-year-old dinosaur fan.
So, what do the rest of you ladies think?
Dinosaurs. I love dinosaurs. Dinosaurs rock.
Okay, what does Dawson think?
White Blaster Beetleborg. White Blaster Beetleborg. I don't know. Fuck. I like smoothies.
So, business as usual, then?
Pretty much. I'm kind of disappointed he's not going to be a yummy, because that kind of made sense. I mean,
I guess, but even still, this
dinosaur form will look cool.
This is kind of cool, too, I guess.
I just know that Kagami Foundation is a subsidiary of Forkum.
Kagami Foundation?
Cake Boss is Volkov.
Yeah, he is. He's Volkov. He's all like, I'm Tuttle. And then he's like, my name is Alexei Volkov. And then he blows up your dad's warehouse. And then you're fucked. And then there's no more Intersect. And then they're like, quick, use the less sweat on hands flash to get up. What?
Wagatomo Kagami.
If he would buy more Chuck Seasons.
My best of friend.
I was seeing how long the silence would last. That would have been a good ending.
I just pictured Tsurugi and I just die a little bit.
Oh, well, you know, like they say, Kokoro ni Tsurugi, Kagayaku Yuki.
You know what they say, go eat cock.
Your mother.
No, you. Alright, is it my turn with my little shit story?
Yep.
Yep.
Alright, this is probably just the most fan-fucking-tastic story ever. Japan Post stops parcels to the U.S. Oh, no! There's nothing we can do! Well, I don't even want to talk about this. It's so dumb. There's something about Japan Post office stopping packages more than a pound going out of Japan, but it turns out it's only for, like, people that aren't companies. So, really only middlemen have to worry about it. So no more Epic Boxes through middlemen, basically. Everything else is safe. So there's really no point in me even mentioning this.
Yeah, you need, as long as you have a license with Japan Post.
And if you have a Zord, you don't need a license, so you're cool.
So yeah, really, I don't think there's anything to worry about. People are flipping the fuck out, but like HLJ already said that it doesn't affect them. As far as I know, Mr. S said it doesn't affect them. I highly doubt it affects AmiAmi. Since they're
except for like Figma's.
Well, the Figma things, I don't really know what's going on with the Figma thing, really.
HLJ didn't say anything about it.
We never really covered it because it was like only AmiAmi that was like, they changed
I wanna get
the
it.
Dragonite like Figma's to the fact that it says for sale only in Japan. But
yeah,
HLJ and stuff never changed theirs.
I want to get one because it'll be like contraband. Jeff's like, Morgan, I got contraband in my locker. Please. Is it a baby or a snail? I don't know.
And the only other thing like, I can really think about that's somewhat news, but not really, none of you guys probably did because you don't check the Samurai thread.
I know. Nope.
But like there was pictures of Green and Blue. I don't know their actual names.
One of them's Kevin.
Well, I meant the actor names.
Oh, who cares about that?
I think it's like Hector and like Regi or something.
His name's Regi.
But God. They were with the guy that played Cole.
Oh God!
Oh God! Guardians of the Earth United Week. No.
Well, it was on one of the, I think it was on Hector's Facebook or something. Like, it was the three of them, and, like, they were just doing, like, bullshit stuff. It didn't have anything to do with the show, but people are speculating whether the fact that Ricardo, whatever the fuck his name is, was down there, that he could be on the show or something.
Oh, God.
Then they were speculating that he was going to be the human form of Juzo.
What?
Oh, Jesus.
But then I thought about him, like, if he was the human form of Juzo, that would probably mean he would have to have been there from the beginning. Because Juzo's an important character.
Well, you know what? I think that if he comes back at all, they might as well just make him the same character. Otherwise, there's really no point.
Like, I don't know why you would bring back him of all people. Like, I would assume if he isn't a role, he'd have to audition for it. Because, I mean, like, out of all the people that you invite back, I don't think you would invite him.
Cole, yeah. Like, but someone was talking about this, like, oh, he better damn well come back as a new role. Like, if everyone's like, Saban should be in the same continuity, then he should just be the same role, even if his role was a total douche. Like, I don't want to see him be anybody else. Rather, I mean, he should just be cool, and then samurais can make them feel bad about himself.
Yeah.
Why don't they bring back Cam to be their mentor? Open up his own samurai school.
That make too much sense.
He's like, Daddy ain't give me no respect. I open my own school. And then he opens a samurai school.
He's on Facebook all the time.
You should tell him.
They just need to bring back the guy who played Juzo in the first place.
I know.
They should just fuck this and just air Shinkenger.
They're already bringing back Genta, apparently, so...
Yeah, they are. They fucking cloned him. This is dumb. Really dumb. For real. Apparently that guy's an ass, too.
Yeah.
Who?
He looks like an ass.
Just like Carter. Take that, Linkara. Go blow Carter in your little cubicle.
Who, Genta or American Genta?
We're talking about Linkara.
No,
Linkara is in love with Carter and wants to have hot male sex with him.
No, I know that already. That's why I don't sleep at night. I meant who is an ass?
Oh, Cole.
Yeah.
Ricardo, Ricky.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like Genta.
No, because apparently, like, he was a total dick. Like the girl that played the white Wild Force one was like, yeah, that's it. She was like indirectly referenced. Like, he's a dick, basically. I'm not going to name any names. Ricardo, he's a total cock lover.
That sounds about right. I mean, when you're that bad of an actor, I mean, look at Shatner.
And Linkara got up and said, he asked the Time Force cast if they ever saw Carter shirtless during the team up.
And then they asked him why his hand was in his pants.
Poor people. That just bled into ramble time.
Talk about getting off topic, huh?
Who would you want to see back?
Cam, I just said it, damn it.
Yeah, Cam is awesome. I love
Cam. I want to see Dylan back.
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, like a team up. Do you think they're going to do a team up?
I love a team up.
I want them to do a team up because the RPM cast was like the most delicious cast ever.
I need more Ziggy.
Everyone needs more Ziggy.
No, all you need is more Kenji Matsuda.
You should definitely do a team up. I would love that. I'd be like, bitch, this is how you do it. You take the Sentai footage, you make your own story. You don't copy it, ho. You think it's funny when you throw a pie in your face? No. It's funny when you make fun of the explosions and the googly eyes. And you're Scottish. They don't have anyone Scottish. Fuck them.
It's like,
a perfect story.
Apparently
like people...
it's 43 episodes now instead of 40 episodes. I don't know what that's about. But like, I hope the extra 3 episodes are a 3-part team up with RPM.
Hopefully, that'd be awesome. Like, they have that... I don't remember where I was reading it. Someone was saying that like, Vengix could travel back in time through the Morphing Grid or something.
Okay.
That was already their explanation on how he got to Forever Red.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were saying that he went back in time through the Morphing Grid and became a Machine Empire general.
I still like Ranger Central's explanation for like any Forever Red question. Like, oh, how did everyone get their powers? How do they all meet? The answer is, it doesn't matter. Just enjoy the episode. Like, when you have like a million different people writing each season and none of them care about continuity, it's really hard to make it.
Yep.
Yeah. Who would you want to see, like, back in period make cameos? I want to see Bulk and Skull make cameos.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, as far as Rangers go...
I want to see Crewman number 6.
He died.
Do you have a last name? Do I? Sorry.
I want to see RJ back.
He was cool, but I just don't want him back from Jungle Fury. Let's see the real Neil Patrick Harris
back. I want him
back
because I think he deserves to be in something that isn't Jungle Fury.
Let's go backwards.
I see your point. I know a show I never want to see anyone from ever again.
Would it start with an O and end with an O if you abbreviated it?
Maybe.
Without
missing
the PR out.
Yeah, like the only person I would ever want to see again from that show is
Spencer.
Just come in as the mentor.
The guy was the most badass motherfucker ever.
Except for all of the people that are more badass than him. I want to see Adam back.
Everyone wants to see more Adam.
Because he's awesome. I don't want to see Billy back, that's for sure.
I want Blake Foster to come back just to see whether he improved his acting any.
Yeah, that would actually be good.
I was being serious.
Well, no, but that would be neat. I thought it would be neat to have him back because he actually like embraces it and is really proud to have been a Ranger.
He's got like a tattoo on his arm.
He changed his fucking picture every day to something of when he was little. Like the glory days. No, he just sits at home drinking beer. Sorry if you're listening. Because I asked him to be a guest and he said, no, you. Actually, he signed off.
I would like to see more Rocky just because the poor guy missed out on Forever Red.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he'd be willing to do it too, so.
And,
See Jason David Frank when he's all like big and buff now. We're like, can't fit in that shit. You're on your own.
I don't want to see Tommy back just because we've already seen Tommy back
The only reason I'd want to see him back is if they brought back a million people. Sorry, go ahead.
If you put him in the spandex suit now, in fact, you would just end up with looking like one of the Bandai of America figures. Like just
pretty much.
It's true.
If they ever did bring him back, the only thing they could possibly do is like the Ghost St. Knight thing where you can't see like the spandex.
Or his face.
Tommy is a Ghost St. Knight.
Oh my god. Well, I don't really like want to see him back like as a seasoned mentor or ranger, but like I wouldn't mind seeing him back if they ever did like an anniversary event or like.
Yeah, he'd be like a must for an anniversary event.
Yeah.
I want to see them put Jason and Tommy and something together again.
See them fight each other to the death.
And didn't I say that?
No, you just said you want to see them together again. That's what I heard.
Oh. I want to see
that. Oh.
I want to see Andros come back and destroy Master Head.
God, that'd be hilarious. He just like swoops down on his galaxy glider and just slashes him. So the galaxy glider, Hinken, bro, and then he slashes him.
It's like he got fat or something.
That's what I was just gonna say. Is like, didn't he get fat? My God, you've gotten fat. I don't want to see Leo back because he's like, I don't want to do team up levels.
Oh God, that guy!
I don't want to take my shirt off.
Apparently, the biggest asshole ever.
No, that was wheelchair. Anyway, let's see.
They need to bring back more Maya.
Back Carter. Fuck yeah, he's the best ranger ever. He's such a man. Kenji Matsuda would make him feel bad about how little of a man he is.
Kenji would tear Carter apart.
Honestly, he'd be like, Carter Grayson, rip his arm out.
Carter Grayson, lightspeed.
No.
Carter just implodes.
My God.
They need to bring back Maya for some more skimpy tops. That'd be great. Oh my God. No? Okay.
That's burping. God.
Oh.
Anti of this at all.
No one commented, so I just assumed.
No.
Then they also need to bring back what's her name? Carone for some Maya and Carone action. That'd be great too. They can have catch up time, it'd be fantastic.
Need to bring back Kendricks because it's dumb. It made me so mad. Just leave her dead. Carone was a better backstory anyway. That's awesome. Having the main villain from the last season be a ranger in the next season. We don't need some plant nerd. But I got cancer. Can I come back? No. No special treatment.
No.
CBL? Yeah, exactly. Fuck out of here.
Why couldn't you hit Saris that hard?
I know, right?
That was just my hands.
Woman hands. He goes to punch Saris. Saris doesn't even move.
He wouldn't.
We need a punch
from me like isn't a threat at all. Like even if it hurts, it's such a small area that it doesn't matter.
We need to bring back Titanium Ranger since he was used in like 5 minutes of the entire series.
You need to bring back Quantum Ranger.
I was about to say that.
Software's such a badass.
Honestly.
Let's get Wes and Eric together again. That'd just be fun.
Like Silver Guardians.
Yeah. I like Wes too, so.
Well, they were a good duo.
They really were.
They're like Batman and Robin, but not with gay pedophile sex.
then I want Merrick. I like Merrick.
Merrick.
I thought I was like one of the only people that liked Merrick. Thank you.
No, I like Merrick. He's like my favorite part of that show.
Merrick is my favorite part of that show. Him and Willie.
Oh, the bartender guy?
Yeah.
I was going to say, why are you talking about Willie?
Like, I just love it.
The only non-weird actor. Like, everyone else was so weird.
All he would do the entire show is just sit there at that pool table, racking up 3-ball, and just doing the same shot over and over.
Even when he was in battle, he did the same shot. He attacked with a freaking pool cue shot.
It was still awesome.
That's why he was awesome, because his final attack was pool.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Final attack, Lido. Boop, billiards.
What you had from that show was you had Cole, okay, can't act. Then we had CBL. And then we had the little black kid.
Then the gentle giant.
The yellow.
Yeah,
she's all like,
I'm the Air Force.
She's all like, I'm a man.
She's just like an L.
It's more of a BL.
Yeah.
And then we had little black kid. He got kind of annoying. Then we had like the gay Mexican. And he, I don't know, like, he, something about him just came off as really creepy.
I want to see Dustin back and call the episode Dustin Checks In.
Yeah, Ninja Storm. I need. In fact, you know what? Let's just bring back the entire cast of Ninja Storm because
Ninja Storm
fun.
Had a really good cast.
Because it's like I really like Blake and Hunter, and Cam was awesome, and Dustin was made me happy face.
I don't remember. Did we? I remember I talked about this with Jedimon, and then I think we mentioned it with Shuki, but we never talk about it on air, so to speak, about the humor between the seasons.
Oh, yeah.
On in Disney?
Wait,
did we record that? We didn't. I don't think we did.
We recorded that at all.
Because I remember that we talked about it when you weren't here, and then you came on and we mentioned it to you. We talked about how we think Disney has better humor than Saban. Just saying.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, well, it'd be interesting to see how Saban works it now. Because, like, I mean, humor's changed since, like, the Saban season.
We have funny stuff now.
That's just true.
So it'll be interesting to see how they do humor in Samurai, but I can agree with that the Disney seasons have more laugh-worthy humor, at least.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there was stuff I laughed at throughout the Saban era at some point, but not quite as much as Disney. They had a lot of clever stuff, especially like RPM and shit. Ninja Storm, ladies and gentlemen, the defenders of the galaxy. That's one of my favorite scenes ever. It makes fun of the formula so much. I just love it.
Thanos Thunder.
What? I've been waiting all season for this. Whoa. What the fuck is that?
Lothor. I love Lothor. I heart Lothor.
Everyone stop.
Kevin just exploded.
He did. He was like a giant balloon that exploded, and then he was talking to me. The little leftovers of the balloon.
All right.
What the fuck happened to you, man? Hello? Hello, damn it. Hello? Hello?
Jedimon, come back.
Jedimon, quick, clear. Jedimon, 2000.
Hello?
Well, there he is. He's taking over my Vormont virus. Oh god, it's the Vengic virus, it's got him.
I'm right here.
There he is, he's normal again. That's so staying in. It's hilarious.
Anyway.
No, he's not normal.
Well, I'm right here.
Oh fuck, it's a monster.
He's normal enough on my end.
Alright, that's fine. Just try not to talk too much.
Anyway. So...
Obviously,
you exploded when you were a balloon.
I said I heart Lothor.
Oh.
Dino Thunder needs to bring back Cassidy and Devin.
Why?
For some reason, I thought you were going to say Cassidy and Butch.
I was Fox. Too. Butch. My name is Butch.
Because they were so stupid.
Raticate, go. We have the same Raticate all the time. Team Rocket has a horrible Pokemon plan. Anyway.
Yeah. SPD needs to bring back Sky so somebody can kick him in the balls. And bring back Omega so he can be like, stop being a light.
So he can actually be a person.
I think that they need what they need to do is make him be a person and then make the Ghost Sagers just all be balls of light. It would be a huge personality change. Like, they'd be my favorite characters. Like, just being balls of light would be better characters than they are now.
Also, we need more Bridge.
Buttery.
Bridge needs to, like, come back as Shadow.
Yeah, like, he just keeps getting promoted. Like, what's going on over there? I don't know, fuck. No one else wants to come back, so I'm the fucking biggest guy here now.
We need Bridge and Z.
That always bothered me, like, Sky spent the whole season wanting to be red, and then he got promoted really quick. Like, why didn't they just say, Sky couldn't make it, he has a dentist appointment, he gave me the Morpher.
I guess.
I don't know, I mean, that would have been easier. Just saying.
When Mystic Force can just send Xander again and we can call it a day.
Plan Xander.
Seriously, nobody else from that show is
I'd rather have Chip back than Xander.
No, you.
Xander was Plan Xander. It's not Plan Chip. That's Chip's boy.
Chip just made me hate myself.
Chip was like the biggest moron ever. It was excellent. Chip was made us.
That's why he made me hate myself.
I'm wearing a towel cape right now. How did you know?
I don't want to see myself in the mirror when I'm watching TV.
And then we have the bitch lesbian Pink, who's like, I'm a lesbian.
I don't like Pink. Go away.
Boycock.
I hate Pink.
Go eat a pink dildo.
Hey, go look at me. I'm Pink.
Daggeron was cool.
Yeah, Daggeron was awesome. I love Daggeron.
John Tui was like the coolest guy ever.
It's just, they could have done a team up. I mean, they already had the same guy for two roles. And they could have made fun of it. Like, have I met you somewhere before? No.
That or just asking why they sound the same.
Why do you sound the same? They just, like, look at each other. So anyway, about the Ultra Zord.
Anything else? Want to bring back? I don't know.
I hope they do an RPM team up, though.
That would be sweet.
I want them to bring back Doggy just to see that, like, outfit again. Like, that was spectacular.
Oh, God. He's got another fetish. Furries.
What? It looked cool. He was all like fish head.
He was instead of like involving Doggy Kruger and Kenji Matsuda in his bedroom.
Instead of cat dog, he was fish dog.
Cat.
God. I'm so scared right now.
Bring back Zordon as master head. Let's bring back Alpha.
Which one?
8. It'll be a new one. Then no, Danis is going to be Alpha. What am I talking about? It's going to be Alpha, like, fuck. I was trying to think of a number, and then I just took too long.
Alpha, wow, fuck.
Alpha X.
Alpha Extreme.
They ran out of ideas, they just made us a vending machine. I got tired of making the same robot over and over again, and realizing they made a mistake by giving me a rap voice, so they miraculously changed my voice back and gave me the same personality. Never.
They need to bring back the Phantom Ranger.
Yes, yeah, so we can finally find out who the fucker is. The whole time, it was Tommy.
Probably was.
I want to know, like, they're always like, oh, they had plans for it. Like, well, are you going to tell us?
Like, oh, they had plans to reveal who it was, but those fell through. Well, who was it?
Like, it's there was...
No one sees the wizard.
Zordon's son, and there was rumors that it was something funny that I can't think of right now.
Really?
Oh, those rumors were just from Eltar. Just in general from Eltar. And then there was something about, oh, maybe he's Zordon's son. And there was one other explanation I can't remember. It would have been funny if it was Tommy. It's like, oh, every fucking ranger, don't you know? Damn.
He takes off his helmet, it's Tommy. It's like, then who's this?
I don't know.
Tommy takes off his head, he's a robot.
It's Tommy from when he left him back in the cowboy days.
It's Robo-Tommy, it's Thomas.
Oh, God. Thomas. But that would have been. I always wanted to know who it was. Somebody at Morphicon asked Tracy Lynn Cruz about a romance with a Phantom Ranger. She's like, I don't know, I wasn't pink. And then everyone laughed at the guy. Everyone pointed, laughed, even like the actors pointed and laughed at him for his lack of knowledge.
We also need more Silver Ranger.
Zane?
Yes.
Zane looks like a male hooker.
I hated Zane so much. His voice was obnoxious.
He kept his
Let's Rockets sound like Justin Bieber.
He looks like Justin Bieber when he grows up. That's exactly what Justin Bieber's going to look like.
He looks like Justin
Bieber. His name's
Bieber.
Justin,
it's
too,
Misty?
So...
Thank God. In real life?
Isn't his name like Justin Nemo or something?
He's named after a fish.
It looks like Justin Bieber in Misty.
Finding Nemo 2. Bitch is lost again.
Such a good name.
Ellen's still pushing for that sequel.
I know.
She's like, oh, you know, it's so hard to make a sequel. I mean, I understand that we can't do it because it's hard to get the whole cast together. So here's the next two movies. Here's Shrek 4 and Harry Potter 8.
She mentioned it on, like, Tuesday. That's today. Fuck. She mentioned it today.
They need to make that. They're making Car 2. Cars 2, I mean. Car 2.
They're making Kung Fu Panda 2.
That's not Pixar.
I know, I'm just saying, just people are making these movies. Pixar's not making Harry Potter either.
Except Kung Fu Panda was worth a sequel.
It's because it was Jack Black.
Exactly. Being a panda that knows Kung Fu.
It was like School of Cock, but instead of Jack Black, it was, well, you get it.
Yeah.
40-year-old virgin reference. Just saying.
No, I got it.
Jack Black's going to be on iCarly, and I was like, why would he do that? And then I remembered School of Rock.
There you go.
I don't understand.
You've never seen School of Rock?
I've seen School of Rock. What's that to do with Carly?
Miranda Cosgrove was in it. The girl that plays Carly.
Oh, I don't know. I don't watch the iCarly. I'm an adult.
Going talk. That show is amazing. You haven't lived until you've seen Gibby.
Happy birthday.
Honestly.
Pretty sure I have. I'm an adult. So.
I'm an adult.
That's debatable. Oh. You spent money. I drunken sailor.
Bulbasaur Whirlwind.
That's right. He said Whirlwind. Let's figure the right time stamp this time. Here we go.
Bulbasaur.
And I have to say, I love the comment on this video now. It says, Charizard used surf. Faux golems, water absorbed, made surf useless. So, I don't remember what the hell brought this on. We were talking about it. And remember the Ash that told Bulbasaur to use Whirlwind, which is clearly a flying type move.
Bulbasaur's like, bitch, I'm a grass type.
He like looks back like, what?
Bulbasaur, like, Whirlwind.
That's pretty much what Bulbasaur did too. That's hilarious. Which led us to check out all kinds of other Pokemon videos, like Brock thinking that water types are weak to fire,
and that Ash had three of them when he clearly only had Totodile.
He said both.
And he said both of his Pokemon are water types, and they're both weak to fire.
He only had Totodile out, and
the other one was Phanpy, which is the ground type, and he was dead.
And Phanpy was dead already.
The little screen showed Pikachu, Phanpy, and Totodile.
Pikachu,
the person that Ash was...
It was not on the screen. You're a liar.
The person Ash was battling was an Electabuzz.
It was Electabuzz versus Totodile.
The bottom line is, the creators were rewatching this episode, and they were like, Brock is really dumb. Let's replace him with a waiter who wants to be a Pokemon souffle. So that's what happened there. And then we found a clip where Officer Jenny's like, Officer Jenny is dumb. It was like, Arcanine Flamethrower, and it's a Growlithe.
They did
whatever,
that
I'm planning
lot.
For the future. Don't get it, Scyther confused with Electabuzz, kids.
It was Alakazam.
Oh.
They called Scyther Alakazam.
That's right.
What?
In the first movie, when the clone Pokemon were on the screen, and they were the silhouettes, and they're making fun of who's that Pokemon.
Uh-huh.
Scyther came up, and Team Rocket was like, it's Alakazam!
Oh, God.
Yeah. They also said that Sandslash was Sandshrew, And I don't remember the other one.
What's this?
Oh,
it's a Jigglypuff.
They call Pidgeot, Pidgeotto or something.
I remember that. It's a Jigglypuff seen from above.
That episode was awesome.
I wanted to stab that guy in the face.
What's this? It's a Voltorb. It's an Electrode.
It's an Omanyte.
It's a Jigglypuff seen from above.
Clearly you don't know anything about Pokemon because you missed that answer. Like,
it's
what?
Like, bitch, it's a circle. You know what else is a circle? My fist.
No, it's not. It's a tiny woman hand. It's just
You're
a little
right.
blob. Like a tiny little blob. You know I'm right.
Yeah. So what about that sandwich?
Oh, yeah. So this is probably the most in-depth discussion we're ever going to have on this show. if you were stranded on a desert island, what kind of sandwich would you take? We know you're listening, Casey. Who wants to start?
I'm trying to think of my sandwich.
Me too.
It would involve chicken. I would bring
chicken. Why chicken?
Well, he is black.
Just because the most sandwiches I eat are usually chicken.
Oh.
Either Subway or KFC or
Burger King.
Whatever. Well, those are burgers.
Goes to Burger King. I'll take a chicken sandwich.
So my sandwiches are usually chicken. But I mean, burgers are burgers. You can't have like anything. You can't have like a chicken burger. That's just fucked up.
Yes, you can. If you're a faggot.
If I had a choice, I would take. Like, are we talking like normal sandwiches? Or are we talking like subs?
I don't know. It's just a sandwich. This wasn't mentioned in the show.
Well, it's Chuck, so I assume it's Subway.
Yeah, I would take a BMT from. I almost said Chuck from Subway. We know what Greta would take.
I would take my normal chicken breast with like.
I would take a sandwich cheese. With a sat phone in it, so I could call for help and get my ass off the island.
You're not allowed to do that. It's part of the rules.
Sarah said she would take roast beef. What? Can't believe her.
I would probably take roast beef.
Yeah, I probably would too. I like roast beef.
Roast beef's fantastic.
Roast beef po' boys are awesome.
Roast beef what?
I don't know. I was trying to figure that out.
I heard pill boy.
Yeah, what's a pill boy?
A po' boy.
What's a po' boy?
What's a po' boy?
Oh, God. Sandwich. It's on French bread and.
Is it a store in
Bromar
Land?
Sandwich, motherfucker.
It's not a po' boy. I had a peanut butter and jelly po' boy.
No, it's. Oh my god, look it up. Po' boy is short for a poor boy. God damn it.
So you're admitting you're poor for sandwiches? I'm not a hobo.
Look.
Hell's your problem?
Hobos aren't famous.
Hold on, look. I'm gonna send you.
I can't click it because I can't open Firefox.
Well, Dawson can click it. Let's see. Wait, that's not it. Hold on. Give me a sec.
No.
A sec.
Anyway, till next time. Bye.
Look, po' boy. There you go.
Oh, fuck. We forgot to. Yeah. Well, while he's looking for it. Fuck. It didn't give me any time to say anything. I was going to say, if you hadn't noticed, there's no episode summary this week.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to say that.
Oh, yeah, we just kind
digging,
of.
I'm digging M&M's out of my candy bag. I'm hungry.
What's this link?
Digging M&M's out of your what?
Candy bag.
His belly button. Oh boy! Oh my god!
But yeah,
it's a
so
sandwich
anyway.
With popcorn shrimp coming out of it.
Yeah, it's a shrimp po' boy.
There's no episode summaries because episode 10 didn't air.
And Ghost
on
Sager sucks.
The 13th, 14th. No, it did air on the 14th. It didn't air on the 7th. So that means we have no episode this week, so.
So that's why we're just talking about shit.
Yeah, that's why ramble time was extended.
That's why we just, like, dipped into weirdness after the end of the news.
That's why we dipped into weirdness at the one-offs.
We dipped into weirdness ever since we said hello and welcome to Riders, Rangers, and Rambles.
Episode 1.
Episode 1, yeah.
See, a po' boy, they're awesome. You just... It's a New Orleans thing.
Clearly, your people are fucking crazy.
We guess why we have the best food ever.
Except for all the other food that's better than yours.
No. There is no such thing.
Yeah?
No. Yeah.
Speaking of good food, those Doublelicious sandwiches from KFC are fucking fantastic.
Are they Doublelicious? You just bought it because it said double in it and you felt like you had to buy it.
You're right.
I can't confirm or deny that.
Do you have one with green and black bread? Because that would be fantastic.
That'd also be kind of weird.
It would be. It would look like one of those episodes from SpongeBob where they had different colored Krabby Patties. It was an early episode. It was before the show sucked. Anyway.
What else is good? I don't know.
Meatball subs are good.
We invented Popeyes, son. I mean, damn.
I never go to Popeyes. There's only like two here.
Popeyes fried chicken is the shiznit.
I'm trying to remember where the closest Popeyes is around here.
Closest Popeyes around here is in Louisiana. It's like I've seen like there's two of them I know of, but I've only seen one because no one cares enough here. We just go to KFC and we shut up.
That's because you don't know what Popeye's spicy chicken is. It's like the greatest thing ever. Ask Eugene, I'll tell you. I guess I don't know. I don't know what Eugene eats. I don't want to know what Eugene eats. I'm afraid to ask.
He eats
Eugene
Kidwood.
He's listening right now. Can hear you.
How'd you just drop?
The keychain version of the GameStop power-up card.
Oh. He went, oh, and they just did.
Ow.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Stop dropping shit!
I'm playing with the M&Ms.
Don't play with your food. What are you, five? Alright, well, since we were supposed to... Oh, God. What? I give up. Since we were... we were supposed to talk about you-know-what at the beginning of the rambles, but then we just got on a tangent.
Oh, Shuki, what are we going to do tonight?
This was ramble time. The...
He fucked up the joke.
God damn it, Brian. Thank you.
He fucked up the joke. You're an idiot. Like
every time we have a joke, this asshole messes it up.
What are we going to do tonight? This is ramble talk. Oh, that was fantastic.
You're sorry. Asshole.
Oh my God. My face hurts from smiling.
I didn't mean to.
Were you listening? He spoke in a British accent and everything. You pay attention when British people talk.
So now that our laughing pretty much killed the eardrums of all of our listeners.
What? I was trying to hold it back.
Okay, so the same thing. Hello, we do every night.
This chapter shall be titled Happy Face. Or colon D.
Colon D works.
Except for like spell, like colon and then D.
It's Shuki's Kumashun.
Happy Face. No, he's literally Happy Face.
I know.
He's an actual smiley face.
Are you going to try that again, or should we just talk about it?
No, I can try it again if he's not going to screw it up this time.
I won't screw it up this time.
That was fucking epic. This is ramble time. No, that's not the line. Damn it. Never make it as an actor.
Why do I have to say it?
Because
you're the brains of the operation, you dumbass.
You're the emperor. You're the one with all the emergency powers and never wants to piss anyone off.
Okay.
Except for us.
So what are we going to do tonight, Shuki?
The same thing. Oh, God.
Oh, fuck it. I just announced it. Come on.
The same thing we do every night. I turned Brain into an Australian.
What do you have against Australians? Oh, that sounded Australian. Can't do that. I don't want to be associated with them. God.
Australians give us money.
And then we diss them on the podcast. Stupid fuck wouldn't help us at Morphicon.
That was all you guys.
It was Writer Zero. He was the one that was like, what the fuck are you here for? You're not even watching Glee.
I love Glee.
Why would you watch anything other than Glee? Because Chuck's way better.
Yeah, basically.
Glee's still awesome. I love Glee.
Oh, God. It's going to take us like 20 minutes to announce this. People aren't even hearing this because they don't even care anymore. The only person that isn't interested is that Kiefer guy that keeps commenting. Maybe KO. Hey, KO. I see you. I'm waving.
Let me see your links.
I'll wave at Kiefer.
Wave at GameStop girl.
Shuquin Shinobi.
Whose name
hugs
is
Tora.
No, he hugs Pat King.
He hugs both. Then he humps Kenji Matsuda.
Okay, let's get on with the announcement. I'm serious now. Prison Break's on in 3 minutes, and I would like to watch it before bed.
Okay. So, our plan is to take over the world.
Yeah, that's why we're the Senate. We're the fucking Senate.
Well, thinking about it, if there was Pinky in the Brain, what are you, Dawson? You're the cage?
I'm nobody.
You're the big suit.
Basically, you're indeed nobody. That's anyway.
So anyway, that really cool big announcement thing that we were hyping like 2 weeks ago, it's finally happening now.
Yeah, today actually. I mean, today, right now, in the past, it's Tuesday, but in the future when you hear this, it's going to be Friday, so it'll be happening.
What he said.
Yep.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
So, as you can probably see, if you checked it, which if you haven't, do it now.
No!
RangersandRambles.com. We are definitely bringing you the latest token news in an even crazier way possible.
Craziest just got crazier.
Fuck yeah.
Sounds like the trailer for our movie.
Craziest just got crazier.
God.
Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, the movie.
Jedi Mon still just Jedi. Join the three of them as they battle the rogue Mr. S.
So anyway,
Shuki's husband, Kenji Matsuda.
I think he's available. I'll have to ask him.
I still want you to do, like, in a relationship on Facebook, in a relationship with Kenji Matsuda. Just to get reactions. Just do it for a day. It'd be hilarious.
We need a Kenji Matsuda.
Well, make one.
I'm not going to make my own.
Jedi Mon, you make it.
No, fuck you. Anyway,
you're a Facebook expert.
No, how am I
Facebook
expert?
What I'm talking
expert?
About. I'm not going to say
did
it on
I
air.
I hack into things?
Oh. Shuki and I are not liable for anything he does.
Guess what our listeners are accessories to.
So anyway, let's just get on with this announcement. Christ.
I'm sorry.
That started 10 minutes ago.
Started with ramble time.
Yeah, we're supposed to like, oh, let's start it off. Okay, let's do it. We like plan shit out and then we lose our brain.
So anyway, thanks to particularly Ryokia,
yeah,
who is totally made of win and awesome, and is an honorary founder. Because without him, this wouldn't exist at all. And
indeed,
we'd also like to thank Exploding Shark for being Exploding Shark.
Yeah, and being awesome.
And
so awesome that he's awesome.
KO for coming up with the idea.
And Mr. S for giving us the donation that started this whole thing.
Yep. And CS Toys in general for existing to make us think of doing a podcast, which spawned us, which spawned a revolution.
Us taking everything over.
So basically what we're doing is Riders, Rangers, and Rebels.com is basically a blog hub kind of thing. It's basically the home to all the latest toku news, reviews. We're going to talk about video games and movies too, because why the hell not? We hope to have a video library up at some point. Possibly a forums.
Got a cool guy list.
We got all of our cool guy lists for the Fig Arts and the O's medals and the memories are all there. Those are going to expand.
Managed by me, our resident list manager and OCD freak.
Yep.
Emphasis on freak.
Yep. Major emphasis.
That's what
I thought
she
you were
said.
Gonna call him a MILF for a second. Major MILF. Jedi Mind. Major MILF. He did say he was my mother. He's begging folk off.
So,
anyway.
Thanks to Ryokia's knowledge about all this programming and coding stuff. He's got a really cool site going.
General Awesome, like, if you've seen the teaser site, that's fucking epic.
The teaser site is fucking epic. Like, I can't even believe, like, it, period. Just so cool. So, big thanks to you and everyone involved, our currently tiny little staff.
We're excited to have a staff.
I don't want to hear about your tiny staff.
Oh, God.
Hear enough about your tiny hands.
I guess we're going to do some sort of application thing at some point because we need some reporters still. But keep an eye out for that. We'll post it on the good old front page. So yeah, do you guys have anything else to say besides the fact that we're fucking awesome?
No, we don't need Gombride reporters. You know who I'm talking about. Just saying.
I would just like to say that this is all fantastic.
It's going to be fucking epic.
It is. It's going to be epic. And,
epic on the internet.
Honestly.
It's going to be more epic than Ghost Ager, but then again, so is my poo, so. but it's seriously, though, this is cool. We have our own staff. It's awesome. We need staff shirts for when we take over everything else, like MorphaCon, and. Because we will. This is the beginning. Yeah. We will now take over the world.
We're going to have our own panel at MorphCon 3. Rider Zero is going to hand us our water.
Shuki's going to be there with popcorn. And
I'll be there eating something obscure that I eat, like, I don't know, fruit or something.
Fruit.
I'll just bring my little jar of peaches.
Noise ever.
I'll make sure to eat it right into the microphone for everyone.
Okay, thank you.
You can bring your old Easter candy, Jedi Mon.
Yay.
Just throw it at the audience. Everyone, quick, run to the bathroom. We actually probably have to conference you in from the bathroom is probably what's going to happen.
So we'll have a little bit more to say about the site and everything next week since we're actually recording this and it's not actually there yet.
Yeah.
So we'll have a little bit more to say in terms of how everything went and launch day and everything. So.
But it's going to be awesome. I'm excited.
But yeah, we're working on it and we hope you all can be there. Yes, it will go down in infamy. And we hope you all will be there to join us for the epic launch of our epic site for our epic podcast.
There's no hope. They will.
Oh, they will because...
Taking over the world. You don't need to go to any other blog again.
That's actually, like, the goal of this is to where you don't need shit. Everything you need is right here at
virusrangersmarvels.com.
All you need is to listen to us and...
Your very own Kenji Matsuda.
And post on our forums, if we have a forums eventually... That's all you need is good old us and our awesome staff sores.
And your very own Kenji Matsuda.
Did you say staff sores?
Yes.
What is with the zores thing?
What about zores? Is
that like dinosaurs?
No, it's just leech speak.
What?
Never mind.
You speak leech?
I speak leech.
Okay, I just doesn't know because it was referencing something else. So you won't know what I'm talking about. Anyway.
Like rock sores, your sock sores. That's what our blog is going to do, is Rocksters, your Socksters.
Anyway.
So join us today. We're going to rock out with our cock out.
You damn
that's
right.
Of.
Haven't we been doing that this whole time? Because that's what I've been doing.
That was mine. Sorry. Mine's a lightsaber. Just like Goldmember replaced his with gold, I replaced mine with a lightsaber.
You must injure the ladies.
Yep.
Did you know that if you blow air in there, that you can get a heart embolism and die?
What? Did you know that a new evolution of Eevee is a Pinion? It's like, bitch, you look fat in those pants. Wait. Get mine back out. It's time to fight. Shit's getting real now. Wait, I have epic music too.